You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
According to the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, over 29 million Americans have diabetes, and an additional 86 million have what's called prediabetes. Now, the good news is that you can reverse and prevent diabetes. And our next guest believes that losing weight and exercising regularly are the two best ways to prevent and control the disease. Now, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is a board-certified internist and is the author of 6 best-selling books: Fatigue to Fantastic, Pain Free 1-2-3, Beating Sugar Addiction Now, Real Cause, Real Cure, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, and his most recent publication, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, the cutting edge program that cures your type of sugar addiction and puts you on the road to feeling great and losing weight. Oh my God, I love all your books, by the way. Great to have you here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Teitelbaum. Love your work.
Suzanne, always a pleasure being with you, too. I mean, you're just amazing.
So, you know what, Jacob? You know, I think that the ADA statistics is actually on the low end. Really, I do. I mean, when I think about how many people come into my practice with hemoglobin A1C being high, which is that blood sugar marker, and, you know, I actually read in one article that by 2020, which is within 3 years now, pretty much, that 50% of us will be diagnosed with some form of blood sugar disorder. Do you think that's the case too?
Well, yeah. I mean, we currently have 35% of Americans with metabolic syndrome, and it's growing in leaps and bounds. And diabetes used to be really rare. But let me correct one thing, Suzanne, because even though exercise and weight loss can help, to just tell people to exercise and weight loss, that's just an exercise and prescribing failure. You really need to give people the tools to make it more effective and to treat the underlying cause of the weight gain. Until you treat the metabolism, good luck on getting that weight down. I don't care what people do. It's just really hard to do. So we're going to talk today about the tools, how you can do it, because it's not hard. You know, metabolic syndrome really is optional. Diabetes really is optional. It used to be extremely rare 100 years ago. Like I say, now we're looking at 50% of the population facing it. It's totally unnecessary. And a couple simple things, we'll go over them today, can help you, you know, take the turn towards avoiding that whole mess and recovering from it if you do have it.
Right. Now, can you have metabolic syndrome and not have diabetes, or does that just go hand in hand?
No. The metabolic syndrome is kind of the starting point of it. It's when your body becomes resistant to insulin. Insulin is kind of like the policeman at the corner at the traffic stop, and it tells traffic which way to go. And normally, the insulin is supposed to tell the food you eat and the sugar to go into the cells to get burned for energy, and then the calories get burnt up, and you stay thin, and you have a lot of energy. But when you have insulin resistance, in other words, when the insulin can't tell the sugar to go into the cells, and you get more and more insulin, what happens is that those calories all get directed by the traffic cop into becoming fat. And so it's basically when the insulin in your body is not working, and high insulin is like saying that you're going to get fat. And that's the problem of giving insulin in adult diabetics, is that it may be a necessary emergency measure, but in the long term, if adults take insulin, children, totally different thing, you know, with type 1 diabetes. But with adult diabetes, the more insulin they take, the fatter they're going to get and the more diabetic they're going to get. So it helps in the short term and makes it much worse in the long term. So you really want to get off of that slippery slope and do the things we'll talk about today so you can get off the insulin, you know, for those that have that severe of a diabetes that they're on it.
So I want to get clear here, Dr. T. There's metabolic syndrome is something that is a condition that you have even before the true diabetes. There's all these different symptoms. What I'd like to know, what are the early signs and symptoms so our listeners can look out for them?
Well, basically, if you're starting to get high blood pressure, if you're starting to get elevated cholesterol, the doctor is starting to throw the statin prescriptions at you, which are basically, I recommend strongly against them, unless you have a history of heart attack or angina. If you're starting to get a spare tire around your midline, these are all signs that you're starting to get insulin resistance. You're starting, you can't lose weight, these kind of things. And that'll happen before your blood sugar starts going up because your body keeps trying to adapt to the insulin resistance, and that's why you gain the weight. Like, say, the insulin keeps shunting the calories you eat into fat instead of into energy. So as you start to increase the insulin sensitivity, as you do the treatments we talk about to make your insulin work, not just where you feel more energetic, your weight starts to go down, your cholesterol goes down, they don't need the stupid statin medication, and your blood pressure goes down, and you feel better. It's just a really nice thing. People feel really good on it.
Well, I can't wait to talk about all of the different methods, you know, the little tools that you're going to give us. But I'd like to just ask one question before we go into that, is that, you know, I said earlier that there are 29 million of Americans who have diabetes. How many people have metabolic syndrome, Dr. T?
You're looking at 35% of Americans. That's gone up 6% in the last decade.
35%. That's, I mean, we've got like 350 million people here in the U.S. So that's a huge amount, over 100,000, I mean, 100 million people. That's what we're saying here.
A lot of people. Too many people.
Jeez.
And again, like I said, it used to be very, very rare.
So what do you
think
it is?
Until the American diet came in.
There you go.
Well, you look at it. Sugar used to be uncommon. If you had sugar, it was part of the food. You had an apple, you got the sugar in it. If you wanted to get refined sugar, you had to send somebody to the West Indies and bring it back by boat. It was very expensive. Now we have an obscene 140 pounds of sugar per person added to our diet each year in food processing. That's 18% of our calories. It's utter insanity. So when I say to avoid sugar, I'm not saying to avoid pleasure. I have a sweet tooth. That's how I learned about this myself. And I love it. You know, and you're not going to get my sweet tooth taken away from me. You're not going to get the chocolate away from me unless you pry it out of my cold, dead fingers, you know, kind of a thing. But the thing is to moderate it, you know, not to have it be your main dish, have it be your dessert. Cut out the sodas, cut out the fruit juices, eat the whole fruit instead. Simple measures will dramatically cut down the sugar intake so you can healthfully enjoy a bit of chocolate here and there. And if you see a chocolate cake or dessert to die for, you have a small slice. Most of the pleasure is in the first two bites. After that, your taste buds are saturated. So savor it with no guilt. And this is how we're going to teach you to do it. But also, you got to get rid of the sugar addiction. And let's talk about a couple of the things to get rid of the metabolic syndrome. And then let's talk about how people can figure out what's causing their sugar addiction and those cravings and how to make them go away.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us about your approach, your best approach to treating these sugar issues.
Okay. Well, if you have metabolic syndrome, you have the high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, you're starting to get it, begin with cutting back sugar and increasing fiber. And we'll talk about the sugar thing in a bit. And then for men, you need to optimize testosterone. Too much or too little isn't good, but low testosterone is a significant player. In women, high testosterone will cause diabetes. The other thing is you've got to optimize thyroid function. A low thyroid function is a major, major contributor to getting the metabolic syndrome. So if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, high cholesterol, any of those kind of things, if you have two of those, see a holistic doctor and consider a trial of the Armour thyroid, or basically the desiccated thyroid. It can be Nature Thyroid, any of those, and adjust it to what feels best to you, and that optimizes the blood levels of the, you know, the blood sugar and the cholesterol and the rest. It can make a major difference, but too much is not good either. So the blood tests for thyroid are meaningless. You got to go clinically. And then you can take some iodine to optimize thyroid function for a lot of people, especially if you have tender breast cysts. That's the marker for iodine deficiency. I would give something called tri-iodine, 6 1/4 milligrams. Just take one a day. Give it 3 months, and you'll see if you're feeling better with it. And then lifestyle. Exercise, especially in the sunshine. Vitamin D lowers, you know, the risk of diabetes. And exercise increases insulin sensitivity. It makes things good. So do the exercise in the sunshine. Go for a walk outside. And then these things we're talking about will also help you lose weight. Because, like I said, until you've taken care of the thyroid problems and these other issues, good luck trying to lose the weight.
That's a very good point. I mean, you really have to use every avenue, every level. It's not just one thing. It's not even just food, you know. Like you said, exercising, you got to look at your hormones. Sleep is involved as well. But you know, you mentioned that you have like a you yourself have had a sugar addiction. This is a big problem and how it affects our brain chemistry. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, but let me give a couple other quick things, if I could, Suzanne, that people can
Sure.
do that are really important for if they have diabetes or metabolic syndrome. Number one, like I said, sleep. If you get enough sleep, your weight goes down. It's a funny thing. You don't get enough sleep, 30% higher risk of obesity. And only eat when you're hungry. In other words, instead of having to do 3 meals a day, because that's what the grocers tell you, eat when you're hungry. And I do 2 meals a day. And when I started doing that, and I eat anything I want, my weight dropped 15 pounds. And then herbals. There are some herbals that are outstanding. If you have insulin resistance, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and problems with insulin resistance, any of these, a couple things I would start with. Number one would be there's an herb, and it's called Hintonia latiflora. It's available in a product called Sucontral D. So I would write that down, the Sucontral, and then capital D. That herb was shown to decrease the average glycosylated hemoglobin levels from 7.2 down to 6.4. So that's a dramatic drop. It basically means not being diabetic for a lot of people who take it, or helping metabolic syndrome dramatically. So I would begin with that. I would also take a multivitamin that has 200 to 300 milligrams of magnesium, because that's associated with a 31% lower risk of metabolic syndrome. So what I do myself is I take a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System, which has 50 key nutrients in one drink, so you don't have to take a handful of pills. And then the third herb is one called berberine. And the berberine also increases insulin sensitivity, 200 to 500 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day before meals, was about as effective as medication metformin. So those three natural things together. And then if you're using a medication, the only one that I would give a nickel for, the only diabetes medicine outside of insulin in children, is the medication metformin. It's an outstanding, cheap, effective, safe medication. Take vitamin B12 or the vitamin powder with it. That's critical. And the other diabetes medicines historically haven't shown to kill more people than they help. Once the patent runs out and the science actually gets released, they've all turned out to be disasters.
And which one is that one?
The good one is called metformin.
And
I
which one's the
keep
one that?
all the other ones. Every
All of
single
the other ones,
one
so
has turned out
got
to
it.
be that, once the patent runs out, until the patent runs out, the toxicity data gets buried.
Right. Now, you mentioned the first herbal, you said it very quickly. What is the name, American herbal name?
It's called Hintonia latiflora, but you can find it in the
Okay.
health food stores as a product called Sucontral D. That's the only way it's available I know of in the States. And it's really, really good.
Sucontral D.
Sucontral D, one
Yeah,
twice a day.
in my practice, I use a lot of berberine, and that really makes a big difference. Even with the LDL, it drops the LDL level.
Berberine is a very underrated herb. It's one of
Yeah,
my favorites.
I agree.
Curcumin, berberine, those are in my top 10.
That's right, absolutely. All right, well, great. Thanks for going into that. Is that in your book? Did you write, are those all of these different tools that you just gave us, told us what to do? Is that in your book?
Most of them, there's an app called Cures A to Z, Cures, capital A to Z. It's a free app, has a $2 upgrade if people want, but it has health conditions. And you look at metabolic syndrome, the only thing is that the Sucontral D is newer. That's one of the newest things, and it's outstanding. So that's not in the app yet until I do the next update of the app. All the rest of this, if you look up metabolic syndrome in the Cures A to Z app, it's all there. If you look up anything from acne to disaster, it's all there, short and sweet. Here's how you do it.
That's great. All right. So, sugar addiction. Now, what's
Okay.
going on there? What's going on?
Well, basically, sugar, just like cocaine, in fact, it's been shown to be as addictive as cocaine. And,
Oh, great.
in fact,
I believe that.
the International Institutes on Drug Addiction are now starting to recognize it as an addiction. So it's because of the excess sugar that gets dumped in. And there's basically, if you're just enjoying your sweets and you have them in moderation, that's fine. And sodas are poison. And even though you won't lose a lot of weight with the diet sodas, I still think they're better, especially if you use the ones that are stevia, like the Zevia sodas that don't have the chemicals in them. So it's okay to get that. But what I prefer to do is, a good thing is just make your own lemonade. You know, use lemon juice, lemon juice, quart of water, and put add stevia. Yeah. So it can be a good, healthy, sweet drink. Iced teas, also healthy. You know, not the bottled sugar water, but just make your own and make it, you know, just with a little bit of honey or some stevia. But if you cut out the sodas, if you have sodas, that's almost 3/4 to 1 teaspoon of sugar per ounce. So if you're getting one of those 48-ounce Big Burp sodas at the local Quickie Mart, that's 36 spoons of sugar you're pouring down your throat. It's disgusting, and it's dangerous, poison. So, like I say, the diet sodas, they have their own issues, but I think they're healthier. Make your own healthy drinks. Drink water. Go to Starbucks. Get yourself an unsweetened iced tea. But there's four main things that drive sugar addiction. And you can tell which of the four sugar addiction types you are very easily. And there's four questions. Number one, do you reach for sugar when you're tired? If so, basically, you don't have enough energy and you're using sugar as an energy loan shark. And you know how loan sharks work out in the long term. Number two, do you get irritable when hungry? Do you get these feed me now or I will kill you moments where your claws come out? And if you're not sure, just ask the people around you. They'll tell you. Maybe they'll move across the room before they tell you. And that's slow adrenal. We'll talk about how to treat each of these pretty easily in a moment. Number three, do you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, post-nasal drip, that kind of stuff? Or do you have irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation? If you have those and you find yourself being what I call the happy Twinkie hunter, you know, you're not irritable like with a type 2, but you're just going through the cabinet, something sweet, which would be nice. That's candida overgrowth. Yeast grow by fermenting sugar. And they basically put out a signal that says, feed us. And then, boy, something sweet would sure be nice. And then the fourth type of sugar addiction is when you're going through menopause or perimenopause and you're getting irritable, anxious, or depressed, and you're reaching to sugar to try to treat those. And the nice thing is that you can use the bioidentical hormones, which can also potentially help with the metabolic syndrome and with the mood and a host of other things. But there are also things for anxiety. There's an herb, I love it. It's a new one called AnxioCalm. It's a special form of echinacea. You won't find it in the regular echinacea. And it's as effective as Xanax in head-on studies. And you take one or two twice a day for severe anxiety. There's a study with panic attacks. They gave people two twice a day of the AnxioCalm. And after 6 weeks, it was more effective than the Librium kind of medications, the Valium medications. And then they were able to lower the dose. I take one a night myself for sleep. Wonderful. No side effects. It's very reasonably priced. So the AnxioCalm, if you have anxiety, instead of reaching for the sugar, reach for the AnxioCalm. And then get yourself a little bit of chocolate to go with it.
Now, you know, I'd like to ask you that question regarding, you mentioned about IBS, sinus issues, and you believe it's a candida issue. Mm-hmm. How do you treat your candida patients?
I'm going to give them a good probiotic, but you want to make sure that it's one that will survive being in the stomach, because most probiotics will be killed by the stomach acid and they don't do you much good. There's a nice one called colon and bowel probiotic, and it'll have 20 billion. When you get too high of a count, it can actually cause side effects. So the colon and bowel probiotic is one good option. And then, again, of course, cut back the sugar, because sugar feed the yeast. You can't, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire if you try to kill them when you're feeding them at the same time. And then I'm going to use either nystatin and most likely Diflucan, which is a medication. I'm going to give it 200 milligrams a day for 6 weeks. For those with sinusitis, they're really good compounded nose sprays that have the antifungals, antibacterials, xylitol, a little bit of bismuth that people could take for 6 weeks long with the Diflucan, and it'll knock out most people's chronic sinusitis and knock out their irritable bowel syndrome and knock out the sugar cravings.
That's great. Thank you. You know, we talk about the sugar addicts, and often people will say, you know what, I don't eat sugar. I'm really, really low on sugar, and they're great with protein and veggies and fats. And then I ask them about how much alcohol they drink. And they might have 2 to 3 glasses a night. I think that's also, I mean, of course, it's alcohol addiction, but it's, to me, it's sugar as well, don't you think?
No.
You're so funny.
Suzanne, it is a funny thing. We have this thing that, you know, we're in a society that tries to make people neurotic about everything. And I think things that give us pleasure are really good for us overall. And I want people to enjoy their vices, but I want them to do so in a healthy way, or as healthy as they can, or at least give their body what they need to adapt to it. And the alcohol in moderation, people who drink up to 2.5 drinks a day, on average, live longer than those who are teetotalers. So I don't want to lay trips on people. If you know, my drug of choice is tequila. I may have 1 or 2 shots a week on a busy week, you know, but it's not something I want people to worry about their pleasures. I want them to enjoy their pleasures. I just want them to learn how to get it in a way that's healthy.
No, I hear you. 1 to 2 glasses, you know, a week is very much in moderation. But I'm talking about people who drink half a bottle of wine every night, and they end up having a lot of gut issues. They end up having candida. They end up having the depression. I mean, it goes on and on.
That's what I see
in my practice.
I'm going to part ways with you here because I don't see that. What I see is that people who have candida sometimes have trouble tolerating alcohol, but I don't think the candida can ferment it. So that's one of those we'll have to look back and figure out, you know, over a bottle of a shot of tequila and a glass of wheatgrass juice 10 years from now, we'll look back and figure out which way the data goes on that.
That's right. Okay. You know, you talk a lot about fiber, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Because basically, if you're eating whole foods, you're going to get fiber. And that the reason the natural sugars in the food don't really cause a problem is because the fiber causes them to be absorbed very slowly, so you don't get these spikes in insulin release. And the low fiber is as big a player, probably, as the high sugar. Those two go together. When you add sugar, you're cutting out fiber from the diet. So I like a nice whole grain cereal each morning myself. I'll get one called Ancient Grains from Costco. It's really good. It's not much. It's a granola kind of thing, or it's kind of a whole grain mix. Not much sugar, basically a justified amount. And that's what I have each morning. And I'll throw some berries on it, cut a banana into it. And I'll admit, with my sweet tooth, I take a squirt of chocolate stevia and I squirt that into.
So, go on. Yes.
So you get, it's an easy thing to get the fiber, get the veggies, get whole grain cereal in the morning, you know, for those who are able to handle the gluten and such and the grains. It's easy to do, and it tastes delicious. I mean, so it's something I look forward to each morning.
That's great. Well, you just talked about that. I'd like to know what's your daily ritual that health ritual that you implement every day? I'd like to know just a little bit about your health and about what you do.
Well, I feel great. I mean, I feel like I'm 31. I've been practicing medicine for 40 years. So I do a multivitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. At one drink replaces over 35 pills. I don't like taking handfuls of pills. I take a 5-gram scoop of ribose. I throw it into the drink. That increases energy in 2 studies, an average of 61%. And if you saw my schedule, in the last 3 weeks, I've been lecturing in Berlin. I've been lecturing in Brazil. I live in Hawaii. I'll be lecturing in Vegas next week. You know, this is this month. You know, so my energy is quite good. And a lot of it is from the vitamin powder and the ribose each morning. Then I take a Curamed, which is a special highly absorbed curcumin. I take a 750 milligram capsule because this data is showing it has powerful effects at preventing cancer, at helping people who have cancer, at also it improves mood. It's more effective than Prozac.
Is that the BCM95?
Yes, and it's a form called Curamed, Curamed 750. I just take one each morning. And I take a Vectomega fish oil because one pill of that replaces 7 big fish oil capsules and gives a stronger benefit, no fish oil burps. So that's my morning ritual, and sometimes I'll throw in a probiotic with it.
You must be going to A4M because I'll be there next week in Vegas.
Indeed. We'll have a shot of wheatgrass and tequila together.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to be speaking there?
Yeah, I'll be lecturing on treating fibromyalgia. For listeners, if you have widespread pain and inability sleeping, that's chronic. You've got fibromyalgia until proven otherwise, or chronic fatigue, and that same thing. And it can be effectively treated. We published two studies. 91% of people improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life. So that your doctor has no clue what they're doing doesn't mean you can't get well. And our website at endfatigue.com has a free energy analysis program. It's a simple quiz. Anybody who's having an energy crisis with fibromyalgia, it'll take you through a quiz, tell you how to optimize energy production using a mix of natural and prescriptions when needed. Just a nice, simple tool. So, and I treat people from all over the world, so it's really easy to effectively treat that. Can we go one last quick thing, Suzanne? Talking about the sugar cravings. You get to feed me now or I'll kill you. Then you want to get adrenal support. There's a wonderful product called Adrecept, made by Europharma, or Adrenal Stress End is another one. And these will really help smooth that out, makes it very easy. So we talked about optimizing energy with energy analysis program, Adrecept or Adrenal Stress End. For that, we talked about Candida and bioidentical hormones and the Angiocom for the menopause, and your sugar cravings will be goodbye, and then you can enjoy it instead of being a slave to it and having it kill you.
Well, these are really easy things that we can all implement. And, of course, you know, reading your book has everything to do with it, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction. Now, what is your website? We're just about done here. Which website?
Endfatigue.com. E-N-D.
Endfatigue.com. You'll find all the information about Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum at that website, endfatigue.com. This was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Always
really
a blast.
Enjoyed
I'll
it.
See you in Vegas.
You bet. All right. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. Now, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.